Though my favorite thing is to watch the guy in the upper right corner, because he sings everything at the same time as Miley. So I just like, yep, he's the guy who's singing, actually.
Yeah.
He's just adding the Miley pitches.
I am.
Jimmy Fallon and the Roots plus any shitty song equals something cool.
Yeah, and I mean, they did a nice...
Because they Sesame made me
Street.
Fall in
I was going to say,
Charlie
I love the
Ray
Sesame
Jackson.
Street one.
Yeah, that was good.
Something fun.
Good acapella business going on there.
It was
for
a
sure.
Nice musical intro.
Yeah.
There we go. Get all set up, y'all.
I will
yeah.
get myself configured.
And here we are. Ah.
This actually reach me?
You could pull kind of right here. It'll go a little bit further.
Pull right here.
Yeah, there you
there go.
All right, how are we doing?
A little more.
A little more.
Yeah.
You know, good. How about this? I can.
Or
even...
the mic itself.
Yeah. And the Lord said, "Yea, I will spare it a little longer, for it grieveth me that I should lose the trees of my vineyard."
Now, Adam, we will have to keep a straight face while he reads to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's a real bummer when you lose your trees.
And the vineyards.
Yeah. Well, it didn't sound like he lost the vineyards, just the trees.
I thought it said the trees of his vineyards.
Yeah.
Thus we may see that the Lord is merciful unto all who will, in the sincerity of their hearts, call upon his holy name.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
What about texting?
What about sexting?
Yeah.
Yea, and as often as my people repent, will I forgive them their trespasses against me.
Oh.
So sending dirty sex as long as they're, you know.
So sexting is okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Thanks, Mormons.
We're going to learn so much today.
Yes, we are. About how to be better Mormons. And better people, really.
Yes.
Thy seed also had been as the sand.
Gritty?
It's saying somebody's sterile?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want sand up in there.
Ew.
That's what the other wives are for.
We can't grow back your trees in the vineyard if your seeds are all sandy. Just saying.
This is like the weird, longest weird metaphor for like rearing children that has gone on.
I don't know
rearing
what you're
having
talking
a
about.
Different
I'm
word.
I'm talking about vineyards and trees, all right?
Sure.
And lady gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lady gardens.
It's one with the pink ruffles on the edge.
This just makes me think of the Schick commercial that was banned in the U.S. where they sing that they like to mow the lawn and they dance and they cut things into different shapes like topiaries.
I vaguely remember something like that. There was a pyramid tree.
There was a well, in America, the commercial is women running and the trees just change shape as they run past them. In the UK, they sang a song, but when they're bored, their favorite thing to do is mow the lawn. It was horrible, but wonderful all at once.
Huh.
It's on YouTube.
They do have more fun with commercials in Europe.
Or
true.
People have more dull lives, so they need to sing about mowing lawns as primary entertainment.
There is that, too.
Well, but they also have the horrible histories. Have you not seen these, Dan?
No.
They're all online. BBC puts them out. And they sing songs about the Tudors. Or...
Oh, based on the book series.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a whole song that teaches you all of the kings and queens of England in order.
Sweet.
Kind of like the states and capitals song from Animaniacs?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But with real people instead of animation. So they're dressed up in period costume.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, I had from the Horrible Histories series, I had the book of the groovy Greeks. So I learned all about the Greeks.
And why they're groovy. Style.
Yes. Yeah, it's a entertaining book series, that's for sure. I do want to check out the
check BBC out their YouTube
series. Yeah, that's
well, awesome. I don't, you know, we have BBC America on our dish, but I haven't seen it, but they have a YouTube channel.
Okay. Cool.
The Book of the Groovy Greeks sounds like an Are You Afraid of the Dark story. Like, or this is from the Book of the Groovy Greeks.
Ah, I see. Throw the sand in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could see that. I could see that.
A thought. I don't know.
I remember when Are You Afraid of the Dark was a TV show.
Yeah.
That was in the 90s.
Yes. They do not air that on the late night Nickelodeon where the 90s are all that.
They don't show that?
No.
No?
Though I think maybe for Halloween they'll bring them back, but I don't know. I only passively know what's on that channel.
Yeah, the only paying attention that Katie and I do to Nickelodeon is Legend of Korra.
You don't know me.
Well, and Katie, I'm sure, watches SpongeBob.
Hey, SpongeBob, the SpongeBob movie's being filmed
Excuse
in Savannah.
Excuse me.
Being what?
Filmed in Savannah. Georgia. I know people who have pictures of it being in production.
Didn't they already make that movie?
They did one with Hasselhoff that I remember a moment of. And well, the soundtrack was really good.
Yeah, so I don't know what's up with this one, but it's in the style of when Disney used to integrate live action and cartoon.
Oh.
So like, okay, so this is... Yeah, kind of like the first one, because they had an interaction moment where SpongeBob was up on land and David Hasselhoff was there. Yeah.
Well, there are...
as David Hasselhoff. And the scuba diver says, Katie...
There's live-action pirates that I've seen, and various shops on the sidewalk have painted their signs to be things of Bikini Bottom. So I don't quite know what's going on with it.
Okay.
Maybe there's just like a scene that's a dream... Where it's like in real life, but yeah.
I don't know. We'll just have to watch.
Reminds me of that Simpsons episode. I think it was one of the Halloween episodes.
Mm-hmm. It's one where it's a combination of live action and kind of a Tron-esque thing where he walks into he discovers the third dimension.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. And wasn't there more of a live action claymation?
At the end, he turns into computer generated and walks amongst the live action people.
And then walks into an erotic cake shop.
I didn't remember that part. Erotic cakes?
Katie has just discovered what she wants to do.
And there's actually a Simpsons episode where Marge becomes an erotic cake maker.
There's an episode of The Golden Girls where Rose gets an erotic cake, and she thought it was in the shape of a Florida. And that's why she bought it.
Oh, my.
How could... See, I'm picturing it, and why?
She was getting it because her family was coming into town, and she wanted to welcome them to Florida.
Oh. Hmm.
Well, that's sitcoms for you, I suppose.
Something like that.
Do we have any erotic cake bakeries around town?
Oh yeah, there's got to be a couple.
I haven't heard of any of them.
I'm sure if you went to Sex World and asked, they'd tell you.
No,
or just make you one.
I want to work there again.
You worked there?
No. They just always ask me.
How often are you there?
I've only been there 3 times, but every time.
That's 3 more times than I've been there.
You know.
Yeah. Did you ride the...
No, I had friends who did, and I just videotaped it.
Hmm.
I had no interest in touching that thing. They have 2 enormous walls of dildos, so you're not missing out on much. It's just like a huge collection of pornography and tall, like, stripper heels.
Well, what else do you expect to find at Sex World?
I don't know, sex? No, I'm kidding. No, it's attached to, like, two different naughty parts that I don't go to.
Sex World, so things for males and females.
But no cake.
No cake.
I'm pretty sure that if you went to pretty much any bakery that does custom cakes, they could probably make something happen for you.
Well, I could probably make something happen, but I'm just asking if there's a business that is...
Oh, there've got to be. There've got
to
be a few.
I've seen, like, a billboard for one in Wisconsin that I pass, like, every time I'm on my way to Green Bay.
Listeners, submit your favorites now.
We saw a couple billboards for places on our way down to
the Rockford wedding. Bakery, I mean, the just says, like, bakery,
Harvard wedding.
Like, the part of the... And, like, erotic shop.
Because I just find it very hard to believe that a bakery would be able to make enough penis cakes to stay in business without doing regular old birthday cakes and... This will probably be the next, like, HBO television show exposing the CD underside of genitalia baked goods industry.
Now, with Dave's story, with Dave's story of the dildo bandit, I just wouldn't want to eat anything out of a joint sex shop, head shop, and bakery.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of health
with a capital
concerns.
T.
Starring David Duchovny.
Yeah.
So I went on Yelp because somebody had posted, I need a boob cake for a friend's birthday. Anyone have a lead on an erotic bakery in Minneapolis?
Katie, did you post that earlier?
Posted that right now.
This is February 24th, 2009. And so there's a couple of people who give some insight, and then it just gets really weird. Like, one person, right after a legitimate answer, says, I'll put some frosting on my boobs for $20. Kidding. I think.
That was me and I wasn't. For $20, I will totally put whipped cream.
No. You're on this list, too.
No, it's not just whipped cream. It's frosting.
I have a friend that would probably frost his ding-ding for free.
Not for free.
I would let
you gotta pay
someone
to play.
Else.
Gotta pay to play.
Oh, but you could work for eroticbakeryusa.com.
Oh, my God.
Now, whoa.
Uh-oh. I don't want to look anymore. That's enough of that already.
You're just going to make anatomically incorrect.
I need a cake that's like a vagina, but anatomically correct and fully functional. Can you have something like that for me by Thursday?
Just give him pie.
Why do you need that? No reason.
A warm pie.
I just, since we started this conversation, I've been thinking about the boob cupcakes and how that would work.
Just but it'd be uniboob.
Pairs.
Yeah, but usually you make cupcakes in like a big batch, so it'd just be...
What if there was one that didn't have a...
It'd be like a cow.
Yeah, it'd be like a bunch
of... It'd just be like an udder.
I mean, if you're going to do that, then...
It'd be utterly delicious.
You could do it if you got like heart-shaped cupcake pans, because there's plenty of stuff on Pinterest that teaches you how to make boobs and butts out of heart-shaped cakes. Or cookies.
Or you just draw boobs on your snowman cookies like me and my cousin do.
For those of you who can't hear at home,
what?
I feel I must repeat that for you. So you can just draw boobs on your snowman cupcake or cookies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like Katie does.
During Christmas. Yeah.
You just draw like the little lines like that. Like this is a female snowman.
There you go.
It's just the light shading.
Don't shake your head at me, Joel. Guess what you're getting. for Christmas. You're going to get a bunch of stripper snowmen cookies, and I'm going to get them like a cookie pole.
Though, are there snowmen cookies if...
They're snowwoman cookies.
Snow ladies?
Whatever you want to call them. Snow sluts.
I think that's what your erotic bakery is going to be called. Snow sluts.
See,
hello,
in,
Adam!
In
oh, I forgot that you were...
Okay, yeah.
That's weird. Stop.
Because when I was picturing... snow sluts, as Katie says, I just pictured like a bikini bottom just floating in the middle of the mass of snow. Just like kind of painted on.
For 5 frames of our next time lapse, I'll be sticking my tongue out at the camera.
You can use silver, too, if you want.
Silver is kind of like a snow color.
Silver boobs. Silver boobs.
I feel like we haven't started, and this has already gotten horribly off track.
Well, that's what the mic check is for.
Yeah, there's no real topic going on at this point while we hone in on volume, so...
That's fair.
Yeah, we're in a pretty good place there, so... So we can transition if we are ready, but I don't know.
I said, have you finished writing your Silver Boob song?
Yes, I think that was it. That's all.
It's Christmas Eve, and the snowmen have titties.
Basically.
See, but in my mind, like, you also put bikini bottom on.
I don't know if I've
there,
ever said that word before.
So it's not like...
What,
the,
titties?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, now you have.
Yep.
How did it feel?
Made it almost 27 years without saying that.
Pretty sure that's not true.
You never sang the Ass and Titty song?
No, I didn't. Never, ever.
Wow.
I'm trying to recall a time when I would have said that word. But no.
Have you said bazooms?
Bazooms?
Tatas?
Yeah, I wouldn't even
think tatas, yes.
Kind of like floating right in the middle just because it's trying to be proportionate. It's like almost if you took them out and just kind of put them on the snowman, like how some people dress their snowman.
Like, where you'd be like... This
is sorry, we're getting into a creative discussion.
Huh.
About
the snow sluts?
Snow slut,
sexy snow lady... Placement. Cookies?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's what popped up in my mind when you said snow sluts.
Do, 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 do.
Are you going to hold that up so that the camera can see once it gets to you?
Please.
You can put it in front of your face.
Please.
No, I
can I see it?
Eye.
Yeah. Ow. Just keep it up there.
Make the one on the left coconuts. Make it a coconut bra.
Those snowmen do not have the appropriate figure for that type of attire.
You want skinny snow sluts?
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to have a snowman shaped like a snowman, even if it's a snow woman, it can't rock that thong.
Oh yeah, that was the point of my original concept. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay, snow that's...
Because it's hard to tell where the legs start on a snowman.
It's the third ball.
Well, no, because that's kind of like waist, and then you can't really tell where the hips are.
Yeah.
The hips are like midway in the third ball.
Or wouldn't
they? Their hips don't lie.
They just confuse us.
Yeah. I got this.
I hope we have a short winter this year.
I love winter.
I want it to be through January, and then it can be done. Just straight
into
spring.
You want a muddy Valentine's Day?
70 degrees on February 1st. I'd be all right with that.
Fun a little bit of February, winter, just a little.
Stop looking at me.
Well, yeah, a little is okay. So 70 degrees on February 10th. How about that?
How about President's Day?
Is that deal. Like February 20th?
Yeah.
Right around.
Yep.
I'll take pretty much any time in February, to be honest. I love winter. I love it.
So I'd say 70 on March 1, because that way it can kind of build.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, last winter was just so dismally long.
Yeah, but, like, last winter was dismally dangerous?
No, that was
last. Or was that last?
That was last. Last was the one that we got barely any snow at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was very miserable when we moved back.
Yeah. It was just brown everywhere for most of the year.
Then the one before, that was when the Metrodome fell down.
Yeah, that was the same one where there were a number of ice storms to